Starting on June 4th and continuing every Wednesday, Disconnection, a group of DJs in Fredericton, are hosting Reboot Wednesdays at The Cap, which is a bar in downtown. Nat LeBlond, one of the founding members of Disconnection, who goes by DJ Vu, explained the idea behind the new DJ collective and what they hope to add to the city's music scene.
Our Disconnection night, all of us are focused on making the crowd dance. Like, that's what we want to do. We want to bring up the energy. And if you know anything about music, like BPM is like how fast a song is. We want to bring that BPM up as high as possible. We want people to be really, really dancing, sweating.
Leah Titus, who attends Reboot Wednesdays every week, explained how that focus on dancing differs from other performers at The Cap.
At like a show, I think people are more embarrassed to dance. There's sometimes a few people in the front like bopping their head and a few people dancing, but like here, there's more people dancing than people bopping their head around. I like the expectation that you're gonna dance.
Mackenzie Kierstead, who goes by Mac and performs under the DJ name MK Extra, explained how Disconnection and Reboot Wednesdays differ from other places that people might dance in Fredericton.
You go down to Chrome, you go down to the 20 RIP, and like they're playing the same stuff. You're dealing with people that you maybe don't want to be there with all the time, who like are maybe there just to get completely hammered, and that's really their end goal of the night. If you were there to just kind of listen to the music and see what the DJs were playing, it wasn't really a good time. I find now, after Disconnection, it's a lot more chill, it's a lot more open, welcoming, friendly. There's no pressure to dance, but you can dance if you want to.
Leah echoed Mac's point.
Every face you see, like the bartenders here, the DJs here, the like patrons here, there's just like a sense of like safety and community that's very nice and it's hard to find.
Ray Cascante, who goes by the DJ named Raving, explained how that inviting atmosphere drew him to try out DJing through Disconnection, and how it differs from the established DJ scene already in the city.
There were two sets of DJs, either, you know, for a white predominantly audience, and the other one was for people of color, you know, and that would mix Afro, Black, Latino, Asian, you know, and those two groups still are kind of separate in a sense in this community. But what attracted me about this connection since the very beginning is that it seemed to blend a really nice curated set of vibes and songs that would appeal to any type of audience that live in the city.
Nat followed up with what makes the weekly Reboot Wednesdays different from the larger Disconnection nights that happen once per month.
We keep it a little more chill, a little more low-key, you know, still some dancing, and I love to see it. Like, last week when I did it, I definitely upped the BPM towards the end of the night because I'm feeding off the crowd's energy, right? So if people are dancing, I'm going to make them dance more. But if people are just kind of vibing and are having a good time listening to my music, I'll keep it chill. We'll see. It's always about gauging how the crowd is, right? So
finally, Mac finished with what he and founding member Oscar Teku hope Reboot Wednesdays will become.
Really, when Oscar pitched it, he pitched it as kind of like a rebirth of what Reggae Night used to be here before COVID happened. I think Reggae Night ended after COVID. It used to be you come down a Cap on a Wednesday and there was like 100 people in the bar dancing to a live reggae band, and people treated it like it was like a Saturday night. That's not exactly the vibe that Reboot Wednesday is at right now. But it's something that we're trying to do so much that like we're trying to turn a Wednesday night into a happening place to be again.
I'm Aiden Keenan for CHSR 97.9 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.